Christians are attacked in Egypt. Tornado victims are the focus of ministry in the United States, and you can help make an eternal difference in the lives of orphans in Russia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Deadly clashes over the weekend between Egypt's Christians and Muslims highlighted rising interfaith tensions. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The last reports I saw, 12 were dead, a church was burned down. Really was all started by a group called the Salafists.
It's a group that wants to take advantage of the chaos to stake its own claim.
Salafists are a group that are a small minority within even the more radical Islam, or those that want to see Sharia law and will use violence to do that.
Leaders say 180 people faced trial in military court detained in connection with the violence. Even while that might be good news, the Christians in Egypt still feel like easy prey.
The Coptics are feeling like the government's not protecting us.
Although Christians make up just 10% of the 80 million people who live in Egypt, they still have a voice that can be heard.
For those that are strong in Christ, it will cause them to be strengthened, and it will also help them to reach out to others with the gospel and to proclaim a message of peace.
Next, God has answered prayer over the budget cuts and foreign aid. Food for the Hungry's U.S. President Dave Evans says,
God really did a miracle when we actually saw the budget. The final cuts to foreign aid that affect the poorest were very tiny, and they'll have no material effect on those programs for the remainder of this fiscal year, which has another 4.5 months to go.
The victory was thrilling, but also short-lived.
In fiscal year 12, starting in October, and right now the process is going through Congress, some of these same cuts that were removed from this current budget are being talked about being put back in.
They work 20 countries around the world through the local church. As a result, God opens doors.
We see change in both areas, and so we believe that bringing the holistic gospel is critical, meeting people's physical and spiritual needs together and seeing that hope of a new day in Christ become a reality in our program.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Following the devastating tornadoes that ripped through the southeast United States, many ministries have responded. But ironically, one key effort is often overlooked, says Suze Hess with Biblica.
A lot of groups like to talk about doing holistic ministry, and yet the reality is most of them kind of ignore the emotional, spiritual needs that surface following a disaster like this. And it's actually the emotional, spiritual needs that take the longest to heal from.
So Biblica hasn't wasted 1 minute.
What we do is come alongside our partners and help equip them with God's Word. When people are facing a disaster like their whole world is turned upside down, they need to know where they can find hope, where they can find comfort.
The gospel will be key to long-term, even eternal healing. Provide that through our website. Meanwhile, Christian radio programming is going where missionaries can't. Basanta Kantar grew up in a traditional religious home in Central Asia, but wanted to learn more about other religions. That's when he heard Gospel for Asia's radio ministry. After listening every day, he contacted the ministry and eventually came to Christ. Now a church has been planted, and a team of missionaries will be sent to help establish a ministry there. Funding is needed to help support GFA's radio ministry. And there are roughly 21 million children under the age of 15 in Russia and 730,000 orphans. The sheer volume of orphans in the country already makes finding forever families seem futile. But for kids over the age of 7, there's virtually no hope. Buckner International says almost half eventually either turn to drugs or prostitution. You can reach these desperate kids with Christ Hope at the Summit 7 Conference on Orphans this Thursday. More information is available at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.